All right, meeting will come to order. Let's begin with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Monday, Monday, September 23rd. This is a public meeting.
That's why I was fooled. I was looking all over for the agenda. There, yeah, you're right.
Yep. It's the material is correct.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Carla, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Farless, absent. Mr. Madsen?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts is absent. Ms. Stevens?
Here.
Mr. Yeager is absent. And Dr. Lewis?
Dr. Lewis is here.
Yep.
I waited for you.
And just for the recording.
Yes, recording.
John Drill is joining us by conference call, and there is not a single person in the audience. Okay. I'm not even going to read the agenda because it will take just as long to read it as it will to go through it. New business vouchers, there were two, both from Mr. Drill. I reviewed them and they were in order. So I will move that we approve payment of those vouchers.
I second that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? There are none. Next, we have the meeting minutes of July 22nd, and I looked them over. Members eligible to vote are Lewis, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Pfeffer, Stevens, and Yeager. So everyone but you, John. Does anyone have any comments or corrections to these? Okay. Just a note, one of the other board members was reading these over and had a question about, well, why was something in a resolution but not in the minutes? And I pulled out a copy of a memo that we had asked John Drill to draft several years ago explaining what exactly was and wasn't required to be in the minutes. And the blow-by-blow discussion of what happens on the floor is not required to be in here, nor the individual conditions of an approval. It's what are the major motions, what are the motions, what are the votes, et cetera. So I still have a copy of that resolution, John's memo. If anyone wants it, let me know. I'll send it to you. You can read it again. But
Can I add something?
Yes.
The particular language in the condition at issue was actually not mentioned at the meeting, and this is what Sharon Stevens had asked me about, just for the record, either yesterday or the day before, and this was actually Mr. Yeager's suggestion to add it, and I ran it by the applicant's attorney in an email since it wasn't specifically mentioned, and the applicant's attorney consented in an email back to me. So this is like a double thing. Not only did this level of detail not have to be in the minutes, but you would have never found it in the minutes because it wasn't there in the first place. I was asked to add it. I got the applicant's consent to add it, and that's why it's in the resolution.
So even if it never could have been in the minutes, you're saying, right?
That's correct. In this particular instance, but I like the fact that the comment you made about basically minutes are supposed to be minutes and not hours. Minutes are not a transcript.
Right, right. From time to time, I call up Denise and say, these are good, but you've got too much detail. Next time, let's slim it down a little bit. So. Okay. Anyway, if there's no corrections, can I have a motion to approve the minutes, please?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Did you get that, Carla?
No, I'm looking for the name, Dave.
Yep.
Ms. Stevens.
Okay.
Do we do a roll call here?
Yeah, if you would, please.
Okay. Dr. Mattson, he has to. Did you say he's abstaining?
I abstain.
He's not eligible.
Oh, okay.
There's a column for that.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
And Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Dr. Lewis, I'm sorry.
Yep. Dr. Lewis?
Okay, next item we have is Resolution 2019-08, HDP Harley Realty. I'm looking at version 2. Eligible members.
Correct. Dated July 23, and the corrections on version 2 were the resolution number, the spelling of Robert DeFazio's name, the language in question on page 3 and potential customers, and some additional language that was, again, in question in condition 1 and 2 on page 5. And this has been consented to by the applicant. And these changes were suggested. The spelling of DeFazio was obviously requested by DeFazio, and the other revisions were requested by board members.
You want to look at this? We all go to it.
And the only thing we have to change is the original adoption date was September 26 on page 6, and I have to make that tonight's date, which is September 23. Which is probably why the minutes for the day, I mean the agenda for the date of August 26, because all this was originally set up for the August 26 meeting, which ended up being canceled.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Motion to adopt, please.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Second. Did you get those?
Dave, you did that?
I seconded.
Second, yeah. Okay. Okay, Dr. Lewis?
No. Yeah.
Oh. She's on here?
Yeah.
Mr. Mattson?
Abstain.
Okay, Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
And Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager's absent. Okay. That's our for business. And then the last piece, which is on the agenda, was the Donald Baker hearing, which is being pushed off until a future date to be determined. And they will need to re-notice. Is that correct, John,
based on relief
that they may be seeking?
Correct. I looked at the notice, and based on the relief that they require at this time, unless they amend their application, I rendered an opinion that the notice was defective.
Okay.
So they have to re-notice.
Okay.
There's no announcement that has to be made other than the fact that the board's not hearing it tonight.
Right. So that's on the record and there's no one in the audience.
Yep.
Okay. That's it, unless anyone else.
Very exciting meeting.
Carly, next month, the only thing that we may have, you don't have the lineup for next month, do you?
I don't think so.
It's Baker, and is that the only one that you're aware of, John? It's the only one
that's
I know.
That's the only one I'm aware of. And next month, if you're hearing Baker, I'm going to have to send Katie because I'm going to be coming back from California. And I guess the other thing, for the record, this meeting took a total of 5 minutes, so there'll be a no charge on the bill I send in.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn at 7:09:12.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Done. John, have a good evening. Thank you.